You're listening to It's Been a Minute from NPR. I'm Andrea Gutierrez.
And I'm Sam Sanders. And we want to take some time right now to talk about the one and only Livin' La Vida Loca. So after the Grammys in 99 and that performance, Ricky Martin finds himself in a very interesting position. He is world famous and unknown at the same time.
The great story about Ricky was they decided to do this quote-unquote crossover with him. This is when Tommy Mottola was running Sony and Columbia, and they saw the potential in this artist who spoke English. You know, he knew both languages. So they tried to...
And he could sing well in both languages.
He could sing well in both languages, and they had already kind of tested his international appeal with The Cup of Life.
So the goal is to make more songs that felt Latin, but were also very pop, and pop for American audiences.
Well, the mandate was, you know, had pop with some authenticity.
Draco Rosa was one of the songwriters on Livin' La Vida Loca.
You know, push to be honest, push to be as real as possible, but make sure it's pop, that it's, you know, commercially, right?
Draco and Ricky, they actually go way back. They both were members of this Spanish language Latino boy band called Menudo in their younger years. But after his time in the group, Draco began making experimental rock.
So when he and Ricky and others are told to come up with a hit, his influences are maybe not what you'd expect.
Outside, inside out. You know, it's like channeling Morrison.
Jim Morrison of The Doors. And there was more.
I mean, there's elements of big band, you know, and little surf, you know, a little bit of surf guitar.
Fun fact, Paul McCartney's longtime guitarist played the guitar solo on the song.
In Leila Cobo's book, Decoding Despacito, there's a whole chapter on the influences behind Livin' La Vida Loca. And a lot of the songwriters, they told her that they were trying to channel Vegas.
Wow.
And the Rat Pack. And lounge acts.
Wow, lounge acts.
Like, I know, seriously. One writer even said that they were trying to make Ricky Martin, hear me out, Andrea, the Latin Elvis. And of course, with the sprinkle of Morrison as well.
Just Morrison, man. Morrison, Morrison.
But maybe the wildest part of the Livin' La Vida Loca story, at least according to the version that songwriters told Layla, is the Spanglish title of the song. It kind of came at the end of the writing process.
So Desmond Child is one of the writers of Livin' La Vida Loca, and he was trying to think of Spanish words that American English speakers would actually know. And he told Layla, quote, "What does everybody know? El Pollo Loco. There's a Pollo Loco everywhere."
Of course, I'm from Southern California. They're everywhere.
El Pollo Loco's got a new thing, Pollo Bowl.
He's talking about the fast food chain. That, says Desmond, is where the loca came from a chicken chain.
I know, get your money, El Pollo Loco.
So this shouldn't work, but it works. And then comes more.